Hello. If you or someone you love is interested in classical music, listen carefully. This program is for you. We're here to help. We will play some of the best known classical music for you and have you screaming for more in no time. My name is Arch and this is Archie's Archives. The theme for this show is going to be romance. Most people think of romance as being, you know, young love and so on. But in the arts, especially literature and music, romanticism has a technical meaning. It was a movement in literature and art and music that gradually became important in the 19th century when they began to take a great interest in a few identifiable things. Firstly, myths and legends of the distant past. For instance, people such as Dante, Gabriel Rossetti in the early 1800s took as their inspiration ancient Greek and Roman legends and myths, as well as the King Arthur stories. Magic, heroism, love and antiquity were all part of the mix that became known as the Romantic movement. Secondly, stories of distant lands. For us, that could be China, Japan, Arabia, India, even better, stories from the Orient of olden times, the Arabian Nights and so on. For people of Mozart's time, it was beginning with Turkish music, food and dancing. Science fiction was considered romantic in the early 20th century, so there was great interest in traveling in time, space travel. So Star Trek and things like that would have been utterly romantic. Jules Verne and 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, all this stuff. When you come right down to it, Romanticism was about things far removed from ordinary experience. That's what Romanticism was. I'm going to consider myself at liberty to stretch the meaning of romantic any way I want. But today's pieces are going to be romantic for a number of reasons. The first piece we're going to hear is the overture to Wagner's opera Lohengrin, a story related to the Arthurian legend of Sir Galahad, as well as certain German legends. This piece is about a girl called Elsa, who is considered to be unlucky and whose brother is trying to get her married off quickly. But she is saved by this mysterious knight who miraculously appears at the waterfront in a boat drawn by swans. But this overture is utterly romantic, but it is quiet, so I'm talking over it. It represents the pure love of Elsa and her knight. One more thing. To get that magical effect in the opening few minutes, Wagner divides the violins up into 8 different sections. The Berlin Philharmonic has something like 32 first violins, so we have 4 in each section playing really, really high and very, very softly. Here's Richard Wagner's prelude to Lohengrin. I want to warn you, there is about 40 seconds of really loud music in this piece and then it quiets down. So the whole thing isn't quiet, there's going to be some loud passages. Thank you. This next piece is not obviously romantic for any reason, but it is a double concerto. A concerto is a major piece of music for soloist and orchestra in multiple movements. They are usually intended to showcase the skill of the soloist. A double concerto is one for two soloists. This one is for violin and cello, the double concerto in A minor by Johannes Brahms. There are usually three movements. This is the second movement, and I'm imagining that the violin and the cello are on a date somewhere. I get a little sentimental about these things. So here you go. It is Isaac Stern and Leonard Rose. This movement is actually quite long, so I am playing you the recapitulation section, the last half of it. This is Tonight You Belong to Me by Steve Martin and Bernadette Peters from the movie The Jerk.
My honey and no You know, while you were playing that just now, I had the craziest fantasy that I could rise up, float, right down the end of this coronet, right through here, through these valves, right along this tube, come right up against your lips, and give you a kiss. I didn't want to get spit on me.
Here is an interesting song. Mozart wrote an opera about the Emperor Titus of Rome, who was famous for his mercy. The opera had rather a tortured history, which you can read in Wikipedia, but there is an interesting subplot in the story. Two young people are secretly in love, Servilia and Annio. They are written by Mozart for a soprano and an alto, because the role of the young man Annio was originally sung by a male alto. The emperor declares that he has chosen Servilia to be his empress, not knowing that the girl and Annio are an item. So now Servilia and her soon-to-be ex-boyfriend meet in a sad encounter, and Annio uses the word dearest to his soon-to-be ex-girlfriend. She says, you know, I am to be the empress and you can't be calling me a cupcake or stuff like that. And, well, actually, I don't know what the tone of the exchange is. I mean, you have to know Italian to really figure it out. But we know that they are still in love, but whether she was kidding or whether she was anxious for his safety, it's not clear. Then there is this lovely duet where he apologizes to her saying it was just habit. Ah, forgive my former love, that thoughtless word. It was the fault of lips accustomed always to call you so. And she apologizes back and says, ah, you were the first person whom I ever truly loved, and you will be the last to be sheltered in my heart. Whoa. So here it is. A Pardona from Mozart's La Clemenza di Tito. Annio is sung by Frederica von Stade and Servilia by Lucia Popp.
Thank you.
people think that Bach wrote dull, sterile music, or at the very best, flowery music, but this movement from the D minor double concerto for two violins is utterly romantic. The two violins talk together and agree and disagree, and it is just disgustingly cute. It's a little long, but it's lovely. Thank you. The actor who played the millionaire from Gilligan's Island also lent his voice to Mr. Magoo, the short-sighted cartoon character. Recently, my wife and I watched this utterly romantic movie called Belle, Book and Candle, starring Jimmy Stewart and Kim Novak. Supporting roles were played by Jack Lemmon, Elsa Lanchester, Ernie Kovacs, and Hermione Gingold. Here is a track from Dr. Demento's 20th anniversary album called Delicious, featuring the millionaire Jim Backus and Hermione Gingold.
Ooh, we're gonna have fun.
Yes.
It's a cozy table, isn't it?
And champagne, my dear.
Delicious.
You like it?
Delicious.
I like it too. Yes, I do like it.
Delicious.
Yes, it is. You want some more?
Delicious.
I knew you'd like it. You always.
Delicious.
Oh, have some more. Get the waiter and. Put on the paper hat. Get out the lamp. I even like the cork. Waiter, waiter, more. Oh, keep pouring. Oh, this is fire. Oh, every night, New Year's Eve. Every night we're gonna do this. I don't care. Lose the job, everything. What are you gonna do? Oh, it's coming due.
Here is a beautiful movement from Dvořák. It's from his Violin Concerto in A minor. He wrote only one, and this is played by Midori with Zubin Mehta conducting. This is the slow movement, the middle movement, Adagio.
Thank you.
This is a lovely movement from a Mozart motet called the Laudate Dominum, and it's sung here by this wonderful Hungarian soprano called Maria Zadori. You've probably forgotten that program when I played an excerpt from Die Meistersinger von Nuremberg, where Walter the Young Knight learns to compose a master song. Here's the whole second verse.
Vor allen Freunden herzuschauen,
Mozart's Flute and Harp Concerto was written for a father and daughter pair. The father played the flute and the daughter played the harp. And experts have come to the conclusion that the harp part was a lot more sophisticated and difficult than the flute part, which suggests that the daughter was a much more accomplished performer than the father. Here it is, the slow movement from the Flute and Harp Concerto. Thank you.